This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports car.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money's here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of WFO Radio Ignition, the motorsports show that is wrapped in a wrapper of motorsports and sports talk and all of that. And if you are the first-time listener and you just clicked on this link and you're wondering, well, what is it? What is this WFO Radio that you speak of? It's basically a sports talk show about racing where we talk about the issues of the day, different stuff. I'd like to think it is funny and humorous from time to time. We tackle the issues, but not too seriously, and we would love you to be part of our listening audience. And
yeah, welcome to the party.
And even participate in the program, if you would like. We will try to open the phones again today. And the show is on demand. You listen whenever you want. We're looking to carve out about an hour and a half to 2 hours of your week to listen to us at some point, either driving home or whatever. Will you join us? I hope so. I hope you will listen. And that's that. That's the pitch. Before we go any further, let's bring in the great Giovanni from Miami, the Realtor.
Yeah, welcome to the party.
Oh, you're just wearing that button out.
All right.
Imagine when I had all those like 50 different sound effects that I was playing.
I know.
When on the other computer that exploded in just horrific fashion. But I am actually slowly working on getting that back. All the great comments and quotes and cuts that we used to have and used to play on the show on a regular basis. And a lot of people felt like that was the core and the backbone of the show in many ways. And in some ways it was, but in other ways it wasn't. There's no more to that comment other than that. It's just it. It was comedy, and it's there. It's still there, and it will make a return at some point. But I just feel like that stuff works best when you have some other things going on, like another computer that's not smoldering. Just the explosion, man. I never heard a computer blow up with a sound. Just doesn't usually they just don't work anymore. Not this one. This one went up. Boom. Big time. So we have got a lot to get into on the show. Obviously, Brad Keselowski wins the race last week. And you know what that means? The WFO Radio Handicappers pick another winner. Another winner.
Yeah, welcome to the party.
Another winner.
And that's in this, unbelievable, Joe. How many is that?
That's, well,
is that four for Joe?
That I thought it was five, actually.
No, only four.
You say that, but I feel like I'm getting jobbed somewhere. I felt like I tied Bob Smith prior to this.
All right. Well, you can feel however you want to
feel. Let's put it in a different way. I am very confident that we discussed me tying Bob Smith prior to this. Now, that was probably the erroneous conversation that led me down the wrong path of thinking that I had now taken the lead in this overall picks thing. But do you recall us discussing me and Bob being tied prior to my win this week?
Not really.
Do you recall yesterday? Just anything.
Anything about yesterday?
Anything about yesterday.
The All-Star game. Oh, it was great.
Okay. No, I just meant in general. Like, do you have any memory?
I said yes.
Okay.
I remember the All-Star game yesterday.
We got to get into that. Derek Jeter, the captain. There's a lot that went on. LeBron has left Miami. Folks, a large hole has opened up in the earth and has begun to swallow large neighborhoods in Miami-Dade County. There are people that are falling into this giant abyss that they will never be seen again. You never would imagine the catastrophic results that LeBron James leaving the city of Miami has had so far. I am chronicling them on my Facebook page every now and again. Day two, day four. I guess tomorrow I'll try to post something to let you all know about what's going on, the hordes of people that have taken to the underpasses of the highway to live.
I'm cool with whatever.
It is just insanity. The World Cup is over. Think about that. It's over. That's it for another 4 years.
And bye, bye, bye.
There is a collective celebration while at the same time some people are irritated. I loved it while it lasted, but I am okay with it being a every four-year kind of thing, like the Olympics. I get really into the Olympics. And then when it's gone, I'm, oh, it's gone. All right. But I'm okay with it being gone because I have so many other things to do. In fact, there is just too much going on in the world. And that is why everything is failing. We need to just eliminate some things. The citizens of the earth have just too many choices. We need to eliminate about.
Who do you want to take out?
I don't know. That's what we're going to be debating here on the show. What we should eliminate. Clearly, this is silly talk, but it is rooted in something real that I'm gonna bring out. Obviously, it's not a first 5 minute subject. It's not a first 5 minute subject. It's just not. First 5 minutes, we're kind of easing back into it, making sure everybody's okay, everybody had a good time, everything, you know, all the big stuff. Like, for instance, you know what today or yesterday or the day before or one of these recent days was?
No.
It was Little Lowe's birthday.
Oh, okay.
The Little Lowe's Ding Dong.
I'm pretty sure your birthday, I know when it is.
Yeah, no, it's not my birthday.
And I know when my birthday is.
Not even close to right now. We got a lot going on we got to get into. And we are going to try to open the phones. We tried to do it last week, and Skype was just... Here's what I'm going to go with. The demand for calls all coming in at the exact same time crashed Skype. Not just on my own local computer, but worldwide.
Wow.
That's the story we're going with.
Absolutely.
Because we ended up getting calls much later after the fact from, you know, our other listeners. Like guys like Rich and Saugus was trying to call in.
Okay, I was hoping to wait, you know, I was hoping to listen through the message and it would, like, you know, pick up or something. I'm going to just keep trying. Thanks.
Rich and Saugus was very frustrated trying to call the show. It just wasn't working. But he ended up getting in at some point. And the same was for Craig in Seattle, was trying to call the show. He was trying to call and get in on the program and be part of it.
Hey, guys, it's Craig from Seattle. Hey, trying to call, but I just keep going in the voicemail. And I got your message on Facebook saying it's something up with Skype. I'll try again in a little bit. Otherwise, you guys have a WFO week. Talk to you later. Bye.
So the open phone spectacular, I think it's working out great, personally. I think it's going great. I'm very excited about it. It's very, very interesting. And as long as everybody understands that we're dealing with the limitations of Skype and that every once in a while your phone calls will be for nothing, everything's cool. So Brad Keselowski wins the race. Kyle Busch was second and Kyle Larson third. The Kyle and Kyle show. But really, it's all about Brad. Brad now has, just like that, has 3 wins on the season.
Brad, he's a champion. He has the heart of a lion.
He's the second best guy out there right now behind Double J?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hands down. No
Hands
questions
down.
Asked.
Hands down. In multiple facets in terms of you know, personality and swagger and the ability to handle the media, he might be number one.
In that respect, I think he's much better at it than Jimmy is. Jimmy is, you know, a little calculated. Brad is out there busting bottles in his hand trying to be cool.
He's brash. And listen,
he's young, he's wild, he's free.
Before the show, Gio and I had some of the new Rodax WFO blend of the coffee, WFO coffee blend. It's an espresso available at Marvin Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. And it was really cool that Marvin went out of his way to make a WFO radio blend. Obviously, the goal is that all the WFO radio listeners want to try the WFO radio blend. and buy the coffee at RodexCoffeeAndGrills.com. That way he continues to sponsor the show, and then we continue to do the show, and you continue to listen to the show. So part of that experiment is to make the coffee and send us the coffee, and we try the coffee, and we tried the coffee. And so anything you hear out of Giovanni, or maybe even me, is directly related to the coffee. I enjoyed it. I'm loving it. I'm loving the flavor, the complex flavor, the boutique, right? Is that right?
Absolutely.
I detect the faint, distinct taste of terra firma. Obviously, that's a joke from Entourage.
There's dirt in your coffee?
I am enjoying the heck out of it. Marvin Rodak. I just think that is something that I've always wanted, and it has now happened. And it's almost like, in a way, my life is complete. But if you hear anything that sounds a little over the top, that could be the reason. I do agree. I want to compare Brad to Dale Earnhardt. I just can't do it, though. But I threw it out there in a kind of a weird way, and I'll explain why. Jimmy Johnson is just racking up the numbers, but doing it in a way that doesn't excite people. Earnhardt's numbers were much less, well, he actually had more numbers than Jimmy Johnson to this point, and he won a lot of stuff, but he did it with this excitement and this swagger about him. He did it in a big, bold, and brash way, as opposed to Jimmy Johnson, what I would call like cold efficiency. Is that a better way to say it? Jimmy Johnson is
almost like a surgeon.
He is. It's this cold, efficient victory machine that is going out there and just winning races. And Jeff Gordon won a ton of races, but what made Jeff's wins interesting was also Dale Earnhardt. Because Jeff was beating Dale Earnhardt. And so every win that Jeff beat Dale Earnhardt was a shocking, unbelievable thing that he beat Dale Earnhardt. Jimmy Johnson is just this cold-blooded, surgical victory machine. Brad is having a good time. He's got like this aura of fun around him. From the big beer to the we're having a party to he's got Red's apple cider.
Red's apple cider, and when he's not winning in that car, he's winning in the Miller Lite car.
So I maybe
he's got the alcohol behind him. You know, it seems just to be a little more partying and young. Where Jimmy, after the whole incident where fell off the golf cart and broke the arm, and the Lowe's brass got to him, it kind of changed the guy.
We have had reports from the very, very close to the situation that it is a very heavily monitored sponsorship. Heavily monitored. That Jimmy is a wild guy, too. That he's a fun, wild guy.
Absolutely. We just can't see it.
But you cannot see it. And that he has been molded and understands. But he might, even in his wildness, though, I don't think Jimmy is like a Brad kind of guy. I think Brad is out there. But I think every win that Keselowski racks up is good for the sport of NASCAR. I really do. Regardless of how many people are in the grandstands. Because Brad is something that the regular sports talkers like talking about. I think. So Brad Keselowski wins the race. Kyle Busch was second. Kyle Larson third. Matt Kenseth was fourth. Ryan Newman fifth. Clint Bowyer sixth. Tony Stewart seventh. Denny Hamlin eighth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. ninth. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. rounding out the top ten. Brad Keselowski, do we have any audio from Mr. Brad? Talking about his big win?
Where do I start? The team was just really on it today. We really, really feels like we hit our stride. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of quiet and somber because I want to soak it all in. You know, I don't want this moment to go away so quick. It seems like when you get in victory lane and you're rushed around left and right, you don't really get a chance to soak it in. And this was such a phenomenal weekend. And these don't happen that often, and that's what makes it special. And you know, you try to appreciate them and enjoy them, and hope that there's more, but not count on it. You know, because these are big deals, winning races at the Sprint Cup level, sweeping a weekend, and you know, it's all possible because of you know the hard work and effort from everyone at Team Penske. You know, I can drive the heck out of a car, but you know, you can only do so much. You got to have a good horse. And we had that today, so I'm just really, really thankful and happy with the form we're at.
Wow. He's reflecting, he's thinking back, he's doing all of this stuff. Brad, who was it that recently, it was Jimmy Johnson, it wasn't that recently, they asked him what it was like to win the championship. He's like, I can't put it into words. And I'm thinking to myself, I love you, Jimmy, but you idiot.
You've only done this five freaking times.
By now, you should have figured out something to say when you were asked that question. At some point, you should just make something up. Sit there with a pen and a paper and write down the top five questions that you're going to be asked because you've done this before and how annoying they are, and come up with a real good answer for each one. What's it feel like to being champion? It feels great. I never imagined I would be able to accomplish this much success in my career, and being able to climb the highest mountain and walk with the icons of NASCAR is a feeling that I never dreamed of. But now that I'm here, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And I just hope that all my fans feel that feeling too when they see the 48 on the top of the pylon. That was off the top of my head. That's just off the top of my head. Brad can do that. Brad just wants to let you in. Brad wants to let you behind the curtain. He wants to tell you what he's feeling. It's, oh, you know, I'm just quiet and somber taking it all in. Well, a quiet and somber person would just be
quiet and somber.
But he's telling you he's quiet and somber. I love this guy. This guy's awesome. What else you got, Brad Keselowski?
Yeah, welcome to the party.
There you go. Another party. Brad Keselowski, his third win of the season, and another defeat of Kyle Busch. Hey, Gio, why don't you look up how many times Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch have finished first and second and their head-to-head records?
Absolutely.
In that first.
Right there.
You can't do that?
Let me get research on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me get the research staff on.
Wouldn't
it
you
quick.
Look, the stat, Pearson and Petty, staff. Everybody knows they finished one and two like X hundred times, and Petty won the X amount and Pearson won Y amount. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, see your ass out of here.
Can't we come up with the WFO Radio Listeners Research Club?
Absolutely. I'm all for it.
Really? Because this is interesting stuff.
Somebody out there start the club, and I will send you the questions.
Maybe it should be something with a Facebook or something. Maybe it's a contest. You win some free WFO stickers, and you don't have to pay for the stamp.
Look at that.
I don't know. Rest of the results. Kyle Busch finished second to Brad Keselowski, who, my name's Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch is a, Kyle Larson third. Kyle Larson, the kid is gonna, he's gonna break through.
Which Kyle is better, Busch or Larson?
If you were starting a team right now and you could choose Kyle Busch or Kyle Larson, who would you pick? I would pick Kyle Busch. Come on. Kyle Larson hasn't won a race yet.
He's a rookie though.
Yes, he is a rookie.
Comes with a lot less baggage. He's cheaper. I mean, let's take everything into account, right? Upside. Lots of upside. Kyle Busch, we kind of know what the upside is. Is he ever going to be able to get there? Does he have the mental fortitude?
Does he have the mental fortitude?
He's been around a really long time, and he can't put it together. Brad K. put it together quite quickly, making another run this year. Where's Kyle?
He's in it. Kyle Busch is in it.
I can argue that Kyle Busch's team is actually better and better structured and been around longer than the captain's team has been competing at that high level.
It was Rusty Wallace and Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, but what, the captain has never had that.
Only one of those three drivers has been able to score a championship in that car.
That's right.
And it was Brad Keselowski. Interesting. All those years with Rusty and all the... Think about that, the connection to Rusty Wallace. Very interesting stuff here. Let me give you the rest of the results. Matt Kenseth is fourth. Ryan Newman, fifth. That's why we do the show. And hopefully the first-time listener is like, wow, that is an interesting conversation these guys are having right now.
I'm cool with whatever.
I am glad. I am glad I have listened to this program to this point. Clint Boyers. You don't think that's what they're saying?
Absolutely. No.
Clint Boyer is sixth, seventh Tony Stewart, Denny Hamlin eighth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. ninth, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. rounding out the top 10. Casey Kane was 11th, Martin Truex Jr. was 12th, Carl Edwards 13th, Austin Dillon 14th, Greg Biffle 15th, Jamie McMurray 16th, and Kurt Busch 17th with A.J. Allmendinger 18th, 19th, Paul Menard 20th, Jeff Burton. 21st, Brian Vickers, 22nd, Danica Patrick. Not a bad finish by Danica. She finished on the lead lap. And these are the drivers that are staring at Danica's rear end. Eric Almirola is looking at Danica's rear end, and so is David Gilliland and David Reagan and Jeff Gordon. is looking at Danica's rear end. And Marcus Ambrose is looking at Danica's rear end. Cole Witt is looking at Danica's rear end. And Josh Wise and Kevin Harvick and Alex Bowman and Michael Annette and Reed Sorensen and Landon Castle and Eddie McDonald, who? And Ryan Truex and Justin Allgaier and Casey Mears and Morgan Shepherd and Joy.
Joy.
We're going to get into Joy heavy.
Wrecked my fantasy team.
40th. Timmy Hill, 41st. Jimmy Johnson had all kinds of tire problems, 42nd. They're making a big deal of it on NASCAR America. It's like, come on, man. Don't go the way of every other sport. Oh, Jimmy Johnson, you know, they were really asking big problems. It's like this race, if he made $114,000 for completing 11 laps, which, by the way, they probably lost money on the weekend with that. But rounding out the field was Mike Bliss, and there you have it. The results from the Camping World, the Prophet 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, a race that was mildly attended. We've got a lot to get into. We got a little Formula One this weekend. We got some IndyCar. I got to tell you about me hanging out with Ryan Hunter Ray right before he goes out and wins the Iowa Corn 300. Was it something that I told him? Was it a bit of information that I've just kind of put into his ear that maybe made him go out there and be victorious in the next race just days after hanging out with me?
You were whispering in his ear?
It was.
Is that you?
I didn't say it was a whisper. I said something I told him in his ear. It was loud. It was in a loud, we were in a loud club-like environment. I shouted it.
Sounds to me like you were kind of whispering.
If you have tires and no one else does, you will win.
The whispering.
Emerson Fittipaldi, Giancarlo Fisichella, all hanging out with me and Daryl Gwynn at a Daryl Gwynn Foundation event that was just awesome.
Why are you name dropping?
It's total name dropping, isn't it? Well, all right, we'll get into that later. But first, I want to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak is a WFO radio listener, entrepreneur, businessman, and award-winning barbecuer. Has an award-winning barbecue rub out there that I really enjoy. And has come on as a sponsor of WFO Radio. And if you're a fan of WFO Radio and you want to get real close to the show, obviously the best way to do it is to enjoy some of the cool stuff that we are enjoying and patronizing our sponsors, like RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Go to the website. You can either go to our website, WFORadio.com, or click the banner ad, or just go to Rodak, R-O-D-A-K-S, CoffeeAndGrills.com and check it out. They've got a lot of cool stuff, from coffee wood for grilling and smoking, to their own custom blends of coffee, to coffee from around the world that you can order, like Kopi Luwak, which is apparently a very, very rare form of coffee. Marvin has sent me a bag of the Kopi Luwak that I'm going to enjoy when I return from Denver, that at the very second right now, it was just placed in the refrigerator, and I'm not supposed to put it there. So during the break, I'm going to run and take it out of the refrigerator.
How do you know you're not supposed to?
Because I emailed him, hey, can I put that in the refrigerator? Just because I know sometimes it's a bad idea, or sometimes it's a good idea. And the word is no. Get it out of the refrigerator.
Wow, I would think that the fridge is the freshest place to keep it or something.
And now, Marvin, you know why it's in the refrigerator. Because Giovanni suggested it yesterday.
Did not. I wasn't even here yesterday.
2 days ago. You're like, put that in the freezer, the coffee, something. And so I'm going to run and take it out. But the bottom line is this. All kinds of different blends, and the hot sauces. Now, Giovanni, you were having a little food right before we ate. So obviously, this is an endorsement. Did you enjoy the hot sauces?
Absolutely.
You felt like they were good?
Yeah.
They enhanced the wings?
What were the two new ones that came in today?
Tonsil Tickler.
That one I like. Definitely like the Tonsil Tickler. And then there was a smoky one, which is very tasty, but
smoky,
not
hickory heat.
Not hot enough. I like it to make me sweat and leave me. And so, hey, if mild to medium is for you, that's a great sauce. It's very tasty. I prefer the super spicy stuff, and the Tonsil Tickler, definitely but much more spicy.
If we have to rank them in terms of,
but we're not ranking here.
But
we're
I will rank
just,
them in terms of heat.
The
habanero endorphin releaser. That one is just outrageous.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I
my
love
favorite
it.
Of all the ones too. We've tried so far.
Second is the Tonsil Tickler. Third is the Chipotle one, which I just had a little bit of, but I'm enjoying
that
it.
That one's also on the not-so-spicy end. It's trending not-so-spicy.
Less spicy.
Less spicy. Let's go with less spicy.
Less spicy. And then the smoking hickory heat is just fantastic. But they're all different. They're just different sauces. And so you can order them all, the rubs. But really now, the guy makes a WFO radio custom blend of coffee. It's an espresso. It's a coffee. That's what everybody's got to try. And you enjoyed it for the very first time?
I sure did.
And last week
we
were doing...
drinking coffee now. It's terrible. It's another addiction in the Geo life.
Last week
we were... Unbelievable. I don't need this stuff, Joe. I don't need this much stuff in my life. Now I'm craving the coffee.
It's true, right? You come through the door, and what was the first thing you said?
I said, bang the blower, baby!
Except we have the WFO
and
radio
blend.
And
you said, no, not today. You said, we got the new special blend in, the one that Marvin sent me the pictures of last week.
It's really good. It's really enjoyable. I really like it. And hopefully, you guys will too. You can give them a call, 817-924-6821. Call them up. That's the way you can order on by phone as well. In fact, some of our listeners went on Facebook
well,
and
that's
located.
What happens when you call them up? You can order by phone.
Yes, but I meant the internet. You can use the internet as well. Go to the website, RodexCoffeeAndGrills.com. Go on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They are using social media as well. But I kind of like the old school personal touch. You know, operator, get me Marvin Rodak, please. And then they pull the cords and the cables and they put them in the slots. And next thing you know, you're connected with Marvin Rodak, or you call him 817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, I heard these guys on WFO radio talking about the WFO radio blend or bang the blower or nitro fuel. There's just so many that are so cool. You got to try them. Get on board. And oh, one more thing. This is the 10-minute spot. If you have a retail store that sells these kind of things, Marvin Rodak does that too.
Clearly special pricing.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, it's not going to be the same price for buying one bag as it is buying a case of bags.
Well, I was thinking more of the hot sauces because I noticed on his website that they come with, SKUs. So if you are a retail location, you want to buy a bunch of hot sauce to carry on your shelves, these cool hot sauces, as opposed to the generic super big corporation stuff, you got Rodak's custom blend, you can do that too. That's what I thought.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Absolutely.
Maybe we could put like a little storefront out here in the green room at WFO Radio. Like
that
a vending machine that vends out a shot of hot sauce.
All right.
No?
Yeah.
Check him out.
How about just a counter display?
I like that. We already got that.
A rotating one.
If you just check out my Instagram, you will see we already have that. 817-924-6821. Give him a call. Hey, Marvin. These guys are talking about you. Send me something good. I heard it on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
Android. WFO Radio is now available on Android.
You know, I get goosebumps just thinking of what you're saying.
You get the same award-winning motorsports entertainment that iPhone users have downloaded over 25,000 times.
You know, sometimes you just got to pinch yourself.
They kind of make this happen.
Ignition. NHRA Nitro. NASCAR coverage. Videos. Push notifications. The WFO Radio NASCAR tailgate party pick show and more.
It's a whole different game.
The WFO Radio app is a must for any racing fan. The ultimate racing show. Sports radio for racing fans. It's in your pocket right now.
I'm going to scream.
Search WFO Radio and download it now.
I like it. It's exciting for me, and I know it's exciting for the fans.
Download it now.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com, the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro Classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. This is going to be one of those shows, since there is no race this weekend in the Cup Series. There is no race in the Cup Series this weekend. We have some time freed up to do some other things. But, you know, during the break, Gio and I were talking about just a couple of different things related to the program. And I forgot to send out the push notification to open the phones. I forgot.
I got morons on my team.
Yeah, you do. So I don't think you're allowed to use the word moron anymore.
No, you're thinking retard is the one that you don't like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's definitely moron, not the appropriate nomenclature. You're right. You're right. And when you're right, you're right.
But I already told you that being referred to as a retard should be considered a positive thing.
And how is that?
Because you're comparing a not normal child to a normal person. Therefore, you're not you're looking past the handicap.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to go into any kind of detailed debate about this.
No, it's not a topic for debate.
Well, look, you know, the word we're doing this.
Tard. You could use tard. It'll make you feel better.
The word retard is a word. You do that with an engine. You retard the timing. There are things that are naturally retarded. You have to retard the time on top field dragster. There's a point where you have to retard the timing. This is one of those words that you just can't wipe it off the map. It needs to be utilized for different things. So I don't know how we got to there. But there's a whole bunch of things that I really want to get into. You mentioned the All-Star game last night, the great Derek Jeter. I don't know if there is an athlete that I can think of that has more universal respect than Derek Jeter. I can't think of one. More universal respect. That people who don't like the Yankees and don't like the Yankees winning or don't know baseball or don't like baseball, they still like Derek Jeter. They like what he is and what he stands for. Now, that doesn't change the fact there's still a guy or two out there that doesn't like Derek Jeter and that has negative things to say about him. We're going to get into that.
There's a moron or two up in Minnesota. Is that where the game was played?
Well, there's one. There was one guy.
It was one guy.
One guy.
Now, I'm going to say he was there. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he not necessarily is from Minnesota.
No.
But he was at the game.
Yes. And if you watch the All-Star game, and 10 million people did, which is ratings were up and everything, it makes sense. And that, to me, that's all Jeter. Jeter's final All-Star game. People wanted to see it. And there's this big moment where he comes up to bat, and it's basically just a nonstop 90 seconds or 4 minutes, who knows, of applause. And the pitcher for the Phillies, who's out there, Adam Wainwright, won't pick up his glove. And won't pick up his glove. And
he stepped off the mound and let Jeter have his moment.
Forced Jeter to accept his moment because Jeter was not really into the whole thing.
No, Jeter actually told him to get going.
Let's go. Come on. Let's play the game here.
No, 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 no. He goes, "You're going to get the standing O that you deserve, great captain."
Right. Well, everyone cheers and now the game is on and it's silence. And it's just silence. Everyone's watching. What's going to happen? There's, I don't know how many thousand people there are there, 40, 50, 30, whatever. Point is, one guy is screaming, "Overrated."
I know, you can hear him clear as day.
Clear as day. And I'm thinking to myself,
what a D.
Yeah. What is wrong with this person? Really?
I actually thought, you know what I thought for a split second, though? Is that guy at the game by himself? Because if one of my idiot friends pulled that, I would have to shut. I'd be like, dude, shut up, dude. Like, there's a time and a place for everything, and this is a time and a place to show respect. And so as much as you hate Derek Jeter and think he's overrated, you should just shush.
At that moment, yes. Yes, you just shush. You keep that stupidness to yourself. What are you trying to accomplish? And, of course, Derek Jeter rips a double into right. In total Jeter fashion. And his greatness.
Goes the other way.
The story is fantastic. Until the pitcher is pulled from the game.
I don't even know why we'd even have to talk about that.
Well, that becomes the big story, and that's just the negative.
It only becomes
the
story.
The reason I bring this up is I want to know in the motorsports world, because this is ultimately a racing show and we kind of wrap everything in racing at some level, which of the drivers out there in the world of auto racing is the most Jeter-like? Has that universal respect? Has that pretty much handles every situation
across all
the right way across races? Yes, anything, anybody. You can you name me someone? There's got to be someone that has to be the most Jeter-like.
Does he have to be a current driver? Mario Andretti.
You know, I don't know that.
Andretti. Now he's old and he's like the ambassador now, but you know, of all the older guys like that, maybe Foyt. But
no, definitely not Foyt, because Foyt beat guys up. Jeter never beat guys up. Right. Foyt was an abrasive curmudgeon.
Carried himself right. But a guy now, I would have to say it's Gordon.
Gordon is the most Jeter-like. And that's...
Like, look at that career, the championships. He carried the sport. Jeter carried the sport through the steroid era.
Absolutely.
He's been the face of baseball for 25 years now.
When clean during the steroid era. Forgoing... And this is a Yankee roll call kind of thing, but foregoing the attention that he would have gotten had everyone else been clean as well, because those big home run seasons wouldn't have happened the way they did. They, you know, 60 home runs becomes 40 home runs, and Jeter's numbers would have been all the more impressive. But that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about just the general persona. General persona. Near perfection. Near perfect execution. Of course, on a given day, you're going to have a success, you're going to have a failure, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to make an error, you're going to crash, you're going to hit the wall. That happens. That's part of life. As much as the talking head sports people don't think it should ever.
What about that communist first base umpire not calling McCutchen out? I'm telling you, if they call him out, there's no replay with the perfect angle that could have reversed it. That was bang, bang right there. He was out.
I 100% agree with you.
He was out. What's wrong with that ump? Like, I gotta say, that ump might have been the one that was yelling overrated.
Maybe. See, it's funny. The little stuff like that really does bother me. You know, I'm a Derek Jeter apologist. Everyone knows this, and there are a lot of them out there, a lot of us out there. But I think there are also a lot of people that kind of push the other way, like in The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, where the first Matrix was perfect and everything was perfect. And the human brain rejected it. I think there are people, I use that reference a lot. I think there are people that hate Derek Jeter just because their primitive brains are rejecting the perfection. And that umpire might have been one of them. He's like, I'm not going to let Jeter make a circus play, first play of the All-Star game, and throw this guy out. No way, safe. Meanwhile, the guy was out. You go back, you go to the replay, you go to the DVR, you go frame by frame,
And it would not have been overturned if he called him out. I'll tell you that.
I will stay with that statement. Now, there is a shot. You can see the ball in the back of the web when his foot is above the base, just coming down. Bang, bang. But whatever. Did they go to a replay? Did they challenge it? No, of course not. I just think the guy has done it the right way his whole career. An entire country paid homage last night, respectfully, in great fashion, and yet... There are always a couple of guys. There's always a couple of little, you know, quirks in the system. People who will not comply.
Yeah, there's always a couple more.
There's always a couple of things.
But also baseball, by one hand, doing right by Jeter. On the other hand, not a mention of Tony Gwynn. Big failure on their part.
Wow.
You know? Like,
you sure? Not, you know, maybe in the pregame.
I didn't watch all the pregame. Anywhere?
I didn't watch.
Like, not even.
Every
there should have been a little something to Gwynn. I mean, Gwynn was great also.
Yeah,
and
of course.
He just passed on. He's gone. That's it.
No.
We're going to see the great Jeter for many years to come.
Hopefully.
But Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, no.
I think they owed him a little bit more respect than that, number one. Number two, Mike Trout. Clearly the best player in baseball.
He's definitely very excited.
Oh, my God. This kid is worth the price of admission by himself.
Word on the street is that's what it was like to watch Mickey Mantle.
Cabrera. Clearly the best hitter. This guy's all huge. It's got to be close to three bills.
He's a big boy.
He's not missing many meals, let me tell you that much.
No, you're on
it's
your way, though.
It's unbelievable how he could get around on that fastball, on that inside pitch, and put it in the left field bleachers.
It was actually...
Big respect for him.
It was actually a very fun All-Star game. Maybe that's why it got 10.9 mil.
There were some run scores, too. Some run scores.
Got to score runs.
It had been ugly the last couple of years. There was a 2-0 game, and... if I remember, like a 3-1, or the games had been a little boring. This year, I don't know, maybe it's because of the great G, or maybe who knows why, but...
You just watched a month and a half of soccer. This is great stuff. Look, they scored a whole bunch of runs. This is unbelievable. Just my little analysis. I don't know. Now, looking at the field or at the stands at the Sprint Cup Series race in New Hampshire, I'm thinking to myself, by the way, I have opened the phones. I have sent the push notification to open the phones. The only thing I have not done is send a tweet on the WFO Radio Twitter account. Have you seen any kind of push notification? See, we were having a little bit of a problem with the push notifications earlier today. I spoke with the guys from AppBurst, and they supposedly fixed it.
I did not get one for now.
Well, then that's the problem. That's part of the problem. What's going on here, man?
I'll attempt
this
to send
ridiculous.
One through the old method.
Yeah, the old method, which is soon to be going away.
Oh, really? I did not know
yep.
that. Well, I better learn this new method quick.
Rudy, the UPS guy. Let me tell you, this guy has taken it to a whole new level. I don't know if you know, but Rich, and since you're not on social media at all, and you're missing out on the whole universe of social media.
I don't consider it missing out at all.
Well, you don't know what you're missing. But Rich and Saugus has been bringing the WFO radio cards, postcards that we send out with him to all kinds of cool places for many years.
All right, I have seen that. I know of this phenomena.
Yes.
And I've seen him when he was whitewater rafting.
Yes.
And all, doing everywhere. He's got the little WFO, the original postcards, too.
The original postcards. He brings it with him everywhere. And I think it's great because, as I started to say at the start of the show, I really love the idea that we're building something that people are getting behind and they love it and they're enjoying the show and they're realizing that we need help promoting it and they're doing cool stuff, whatever it is. And so Rich and Saugus was really the first to bring the WFO card to different places and show that WFO is everywhere. WFO is everywhere. Well, Rudy, the UPS guy, is taking this and going another level. Gio, how about look at this? Do you see that? That is the WFO radio
app. He is in Europe.
Actually, it is Paris, France. That is the Eiffel Tower. That building there, that structure.
You don't say.
That's called the Eiffel Tower.
And France is not considered part of Europe
anymore?
We are
from France, yes, but I mean, you can narrow it down. They're also in the north. He's in the northern hemisphere.
I don't like to give out that much information about people. I can see the damn tower, and I'm like, all right, he's in Europe.
That guy from who's been hunting Rudy the past 10 years is going to get a tip.
Look,
from listening to WFO and hunt him down somewhere in
whatever.
In
it's not
Paris.
My business to put other people's business out there.
And this is why you're not on social media.
Exactly. Well, now you understand
this
why.
This guy tweeted out his location to us, and you're concerned. Your brain actually thinks, I don't want to reveal where Rudy is because, you know, maybe Rudy wouldn't want me to reveal where he is because maybe someone is going to go confront Rudy.
No, but somebody could go break into Rudy's house now.
Rudy's people are home. Rudy is tweeting us. He's sending us pictures of the WFO radio hat and logo.
He could be superimposing the hat on all these things.
I don't think
dude.
So, man. I really don't. Because not only did he do the Eiffel Tower, but he also did, look at this. Look at this beer.
Castello
beer.
Unbelievable. Birra lager.
Isn't that awesome?
It's
like,
a
I want
lager, too. Dude.
I want to try that.
He should bring back a six-pack of that.
He should. And these are Greek beers, apparently. And look at that.
We'll give it away. The Alpha Kappa Delta.
And this is a WFO.
Phi Kappa Kappa.
Down an alley, like an old alley in ancient Greece.
I think that's actually pretty cool.
I think it is very cool that our WFO radio listeners are just going over the top with their bringing the WFO radio logo out and about. And that is very, very cool. The WFO radio hat, which is back on sale for an extremely limited time.
Say what?
Yeah. Well, they were sold out until I found a couple more.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, but like super sold out. So I have these hats, and here's what I was thinking. I was thinking I should hoard them. You know, my normal hoard them. Got to hoard.
Keep everything forever.
Keep Kifa. Keep everything forever always. Kifa. And I decided, no, man, we're going to put it back up on the thing until we sell out. So if you want a WFO radio hat, let me tell you. Final call. Also, we put the WFO radio keychain bottle opener Christmas ornament available for purchase for the very first time ever.
Wow, things yeah. are happening.
This was
here.
Initially created by Jeff at azbillet.com for WFO radio VIP listeners who have had theirs for a long while, and they got to feel the VIP experience. But now they're available for purchase on the WFO radio website. So if you want a VIP keychain bottle opener / Christmas ornament, and I only say that because that's what Rich York used his as. Our boy Slash used his as a bottle opener. I use mine as a bottle opener. Carlos Hockenstuff uses his as a keychain. It is a keychain, but I think its main function is to let you know about WFO radio. Its secondary function is to open bottles. It is a piece of billet etched aluminum. I think it's pretty cool. It is now available for sale on the site. So that is kind of cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got to come back. We got to talk about the fantasy results, of course. But I want to talk about Monster Jam.
Monster Jam?
Yep, Monster Jam. Because I had a very interesting experience that I think ties into all motorsports. And I think Monster Jam is getting it right. And I want to go there. Monster Jam, I know. Nobody likes Monster Jam. Everybody hates monster trucks. Nobody thinks monster trucks are cool. Monster trucks are just for kids, right? Right. Except for one thing. Every kid's got parents that have to bring them to Monster Jam. And I had an interesting experience with a young person the other day that we will be discussing when we come back. Also, IndyCar, Ryan Hunter-Reay. What was it that I told him that enabled him to go out there and win the Iowa Corn Indy 300?
I don't know.
Exactly. And we'll try to figure out if we can open the phones or what the story is. Maybe it will be another fail. That's possible too, right? First time listener, isn't this exciting?
Yeah, welcome to the party.
Now it's time to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Again, the best way you can support WFO Radio is by patronizing our sponsors, and I think we've got some of the coolest sponsors going. Open a browser. Go to Frank Hawley, HAWLEY.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School is very popular amongst professional drag racers and even local level racers that win. If you want to learn how to bracket race, if you want to learn how to drive fast, if you want to learn how to get your super gas or your super comp license, it was recently featured on Top Gear America on the History Channel. The guys had to go through Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School to get their licenses before they could make the show from the Gator Nationals earlier this year. So it is genuinely a school where you learn, and it is a great experience. But in addition to the school, they have created this program called the Dragster Adventure that is more along the lines of an experience. Prices start at $399, and if you started putting away money right now, you'd be ready by the end of the year. You ever wonder what it felt like to accelerate from 0 to 100 miles per hour in 5 seconds? You ever wonder what it feels like to drive one of these big monster machines with a giant big block Chevrolet engine behind you? And you are in full control, racing. They set up a race against other people who are in the Dragster Adventure. When you think about that, it's a great value. It's a great bargain. And maybe you got a group of guys, you got a group. Call them and talk to them about it. 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. You, the team from work, the guys from the shop, maybe you've got a sales crew or a bunch of employees you're looking to try to motivate with a great experience that they'll be talking about their whole lives. That's what the Dragster Adventure is. Now, there's a schedule right on the front page of frankhawley.com, and the next Dragster Adventure is in Norwalk, Ohio, July 24th. So that's right around the corner, but you still got time to get in on it. They've got a schedule with a full list of dates. You've been watching drag racing and racing for years, but have you driven a dragster? Of course not. Why? The investment, the time, the effort, it's unavailable, it's impossible to do. No one makes it easy. Except for Frank Hawley. And that is a new experience that is out there. Check it out. Give him a call. 866-480-7223. Tell him you heard it on WFO. I heard it on WFO. They're talking about it. I want to go on the Dragster Adventure. I want to check it out. I want to race. Open a browser, go to frankhawley.com. Tell them you heard it here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, everybody. The summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO. Welcome back to WFO Radio. The phones are open. I sent the push notification. The push notification has gone out. But did it work? Is it it? Do we have callers on the line? WFO, you're on the air.
What's up, Joe?
Who's this?
This is Jay Selig here on the way home from work today, man. How are you?
The Jay Selig is out there. Roll up your windows and turn off your radio. What are you laughing
okay,
at?
I'm pulled over. I'm actually riding on my bicycle.
This guy's on a bike. He's out there in Southern California riding on a bicycle. You're like Debo. Did you purchase the bicycle? Is it your own bicycle? You didn't just take this from someone, did you?
No, Joe, come on.
I'm just kidding.
You work hard for everything and anything in life, and you're going to appreciate it, man. You know how it is.
Hey, listen, riding a bike, it's very healthy. That's for sure. So what do you got for us today, Jay?
Just excited to get this Western swing going. You know, this is the time for the teams and NHRA to prove their worth. And
well,
over this three-race swing, because it sets them up for the countdown, which isn't too far from now, you know, just a few events after these, and, you know, who's going to come out on top, you know? The Macro Tools team looks real strong, you know, 5 wins. Erica Enders looks strong. JFR Racing looks strong. Just wondering about a couple of teams out there. You know, Alanabi's only won twice this season. When they won 8 or 9 times last season in 2013, Sean Langdon getting the championship. And Steve Torrence, he had such a good beginning to the season, all those semifinals. And, of course, no discounting Doug Coletta and just the marvelous, marvelous job Jim O and the entire Coletta team have done for their outfit over there at the Maxwell's Red Rocket. I'm going to love watching this from afar, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Are you going to hit any of the Western Swing races?
Not this year, Joe. Sonoma I did in 2012, which was absolutely brilliant. It was an amazing drive from Southern California all the way up to Northern California. It was a brilliant drive, and it was a great event that year. Hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be able to do it with Mom one day again at Sonoma.
Well, that...
But definitely, you'll see me WFO at Pomona.
Awesome.
In November.
Very good. I'm actually headed tomorrow to Colorado for the Mile High Nationals tomorrow and obviously through Monday. And it'll be interesting, to say the least. It's my first time out there. I'm very much looking forward to it. Hopefully, there will be WFO radio listeners out there at the Golden Colorado Street Party Block Party for Mopar. I will be out there hanging out looking for a fun time. So anyone out there, that is cool. All right, Jay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Joe. Have fun.
There he is, the Jay Selig out there. Jay transcribed some of our drag racing interviews. And one thing he mentioned, a little kind of an interesting storyline, that Erica Ender Stevens' entry has been removed from the entry list for Sonoma and Seattle. And there is speculation that they may not run those races just to save the cash. Now, there's no comment, and this is all from reporting on CompetitionPlus.com, one of our media partners. Check them out, CompetitionPlus.com, Bobby Bennett. But it is interesting to think that they would have built a large enough lead in Pro Stock to forego a couple of races to save some money that they can focus then on the countdown later in the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I
can tell you... It gives me a negative feeling, and that's why I'm saying I'm not sure how I feel about that, because off the top of my head, I would say that that's not a good thing.
Well, it's clearly not a good thing that a team is worried more about budget than they are worrying about going to all the races, but if those are the – if they're trying to save resources for the tail end of the season, and they know that they're going to be close, and they have such a large point lead that they feel like they can do it. Now, what's the potential downside? The potential downside is when you go into the countdown, the person who is first gets a lead over the person who is second. And off the top of my head, I don't know what that lead is. It's 20 points. I think it's 20 points. But if you lose the points lead because you showed up to two fewer races, and then you lose the championship by a margin less than the difference between first and second, it's your fault. And in a series where every point supposedly matters, holding on to that number one position could be very valuable. So that's nerve-wracking. And, of course, for the fans up there. Apparently, we've got some big WFO radio listeners up there at Pacific Raceways in Seattle. Who knew? But I have been communicating on the WFO Radio Twitter account with some people out there who work at the track, and they're big listeners. They love WFO. They're fans. They're fans of the show, Giovanni.
Awesome.
The Nitro Show, not
That's
this
right.
show. Not this show.
Oh, they love everything.
Nah, I don't think so.
They love WFO, period.
I don't know. Well, the way we position it on the WFO Radio app, you kind of have to like everything, right? Well, why would you not click on the Ignition Show? To just kill a couple of hours, man. Right?
That's it.
Got these guys on here. All right, so I sent the push notifications. The phones are open. We'll see what happens for the remainder of the show. Now, Monster Jam. So the other night, and this, let me position this from the we've got empty seats in just about every form of racing, from NASCAR, stock car racing, the pinnacle of, to drag racing, to everything. And everyone has a reason and everyone has a question as to why it's going on. What do we need to do? What's the problem? What's the story? And this isn't even limited necessarily to motorsports, because you look at baseball stadiums and everyone is in a challenge, and they say it's the economy. Oh, the economy, the economy. But I watch CNBC all day long, and a lot of the metrics, not all day, but a lot of the metrics are very positive. You hear about corporations having more money on the books than ever before. They just don't know where to spend it. That's really a quote that I hear over and over again. CEOs have more money to spend than ever before, but nowhere to spend it. And so it's not about the economy. It's about demand. It's about people who are the average citizen don't have money in their pockets to do things. Or is it about time? You only have so much time to do so many things. If you decided to do something different every single week, you would have pretty much something cool to do every week if you wanted to do that. And so there are so many choices. Now, how does this relate to Monster Jam? Well, the other day, I am babysitting my nephew, Giovanni Jr.
His name is not Giovanni.
Yeah, but you don't want to give Rudy's, like, location on the air. Do you want to give the identity of your child?
Little GG2, anything you want.
Well, I can, and that's, you just said I can call him anything
right.
I
you're
want.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Right.
Joe's right.
What did I call you? Call him? Giovanni Jr.?
Junior
Giovanni. You get the point. So we're watching, the parents leave. It's like, you want to watch TV? Because he's not allowed to watch TV. And of course, I'm the uncle. I'm doing the bad stuff. Yes, of course, we're going to watch TV. What's on the DVR? Monster Jam. Now, that's something I can get into. Monster Jam. So we're going to watch Monster Jam. First of all, packed house. Packed house. Like, I would have to say 90% capacity.
It was completely sold out when it came here, down here in February.
Okay, so there is
super packed,
something
super loud
that is capacity. They're selling all their tea. What do they have? What are they doing that these other series are not doing? Well, I can tell you a few things that have been brought up that I wanted to put out there. And this might be good for the Nitro show. I did not put it out there last week because I'm developing this. Funny cars used to have these names, right? They used to be the names of the funny cars.
The Chi-Town Hustler.
All kinds of stuff like that. And then those names were replaced by corporate sponsors' names. Traxxas, Castrol, Napa. Just to spread it out evenly. Kids used to play with funny cars. The Snake and the Mongoose toys used to play with it. Well, I'm watching the Monster Jam, and of course, they're giant, supercharged, injected trucks. What's not cool about it? But the little person, little G, sees the TV and says, Metal Militia, and goes running to his room and gets the Metal Militia truck. Now he's got it. Now we're in the show, man. We're playing. It's on TV. It's in the living room. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is what it's all about. This is the marketing of a sport. This is how they do it. Let's go out to the phone lines. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Joe. Guys, Craig from Seattle, WFO.
WFO, Craig. What's up? We're just talking about you.
You were all good, I hope.
Oh, man. It was great stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, I tried to call you last week because I haven't got to talk to you. I just want to let you know, man, me and my buddies, man, when we were in Chicago, it was really cool that you came up to the seats and shot the you-know-what with us during your busy schedule, so that was really cool.
Oh, no.
It was really cool that you came up there, so that was sweet.
Well, you're very welcome, but you got to understand that if I can, walk away from my work environment and go get a couple of minutes to hang out with some WFO listeners, I'm going to go do it.
Oh, yeah, that was badass. They really thought it was cool that you came up there, but, I tried to, yesterday when I called on the Nitro show, the biggest thing I wanted to say is, I didn't really get to say what I wanted to say about Joey Severance and his track of a Woodburn, but they had a lot of issues to the point to where with the Christmas tree on Friday and Saturday, they were having issues with the Christmas tree wasn't working. It was just tripping and it wasn't the beams weren't coming. They weren't working right to the point to where they almost called the guy from CompuLink to fly him up there and they were going to pay for his flight to come up there and fix it. I mean, they were having a lot of issues. And then with the rain and lightning on Sunday, they didn't get the show done until about 10 o'clock that night. They put portable lights out there, and it was pretty dark, but they got the whole show in. So I just wanted to really give a shout out to Joey Severance and his whole crew there at Woodburn. They really worked their rear ends off.
Wow. That is, well, you got to get it in, but that is impressive. I'm glad they were able to get it in. Now, I noticed you posted a lot of Facebook videos, and I have to say, and what we were just talking about that you don't know, we were talking about attendance issues in all sports across the platform of entertainment,
yeah,
from NASCAR to NHRA to baseball to everything, and mm-hmm, how Monster Truck Racing seems to be doing pretty well every time I see them on television. I noticed empty seats for Alcohol Funny Cars and Alcohol Dragsters at Woodburn. How can that be? How is it that those cars don't draw 200 people? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe, and I don't know what the answer is. I know Saturday was really hot. It was like 98, 99, even 100 at one point. Sunday there was a big, you know, rain delay and the and lightning, which delayed the show for almost 4.5 hours, and some people bailed and left. But even before those problems happened, it was like maybe, you know, a quarter full. There was a lot of campers down at the end of the track, which you probably can't see on my video. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like when you go to a national race, Joe, it's most 75% of the people there are there to see Nitro and Nitro only. And then the hardcore fans, like, you know, maybe you, me, and, you know, the hardcore fans are there to see all the classes. And I don't know what the answer is, really, to be honest with you.
Well, my
ticket prices, you know, maybe that's something to do with it. I don't know.
See, I don't think so. I think people will pay. For instance, how much is the Monster Jam, Gio? Look it up. Look up a ticket. We're talking Monster Jam here and how they seem from the shows that I watched, and recently I watched 5 episodes of Monster Jam back to back to back to back to back. Like I'm heavy in the Monster Jam right now. And these arenas all over the country are packed, and I know it's a one-day show, and so they're not spreading it out over 3 days, and I don't think the tickets are that cheap, but they have captured a couple of things, and what I think that they have captured is the best of two sports that people really like. One, 70s funny car racing, meaning that every car has a personality. It's the it's the Gravedigger, it's the Metal Militia, it's the Max D, it's the El Toro Loco, you know, and kids relate to that. There's an identity to those things. Drag racing doesn't have any of that anymore. That's gone. Gone, gone, gone. There are no cars out there in Top Alcohol Dragster. There's the Shredder, which I think is actually cool, Mike Manners' car. But really, they've gotten away from these personas that the cars had, number one. Number two, the other sport that the Monster Jam, I think, really tapped into was wrestling from the 1980s, where they give the guy the mic, man. The guy just takes the microphone, and he has just crushed a bunch of cars, and then he gets the microphone, and he's like, yo, you people out there, you know, I just crushed all these cars for you, and I'm out here, and we're working on, and I just want you to know, what do you think about that? Yeah! And everyone's like, yeah, we love this guy! And that doesn't happen either.
He promoted the weekend, he promoted the whole event, and I know our track out here, Joe, it's pretty sad. Pacific Raceways, we support it because it brings our national race in here. But we consider Woodburn our home track, and it's 3 hours away from us.
Oh, wow.
And that's because Woodburn promotes their race. You don't see nothing at Pacific. They don't promote anything. You might see a billboard up now and then, but the Hydroplanes get more pub here in town than the national guys do when they come to town. It's sad. I don't know what the answer is, but they just think they can live off of one national race a year, and that's what they do.
Well, it's funny is the people from Pacific Raceways actually have been in contact with me
I heard that.
And I haven't spoke with them, but apparently they're big WFO listeners, and that we're going to try to talk about doing something. And I'm eager to hear about that situation. As you know, there is no place that is further away from where we are here in sunny southeastern Florida. But you know, we'll try to figure something out. Anyway, Craig, great speaking with you. It was good hanging out with you and your crew. We had some other WFO listeners out there. I wanted to get everybody together, but it did not work out. And, you know, we'll see you at the Nationals, right?
Yeah, we'll see you there. You guys take care. WFO.
WFO, because Craig in Seattle. And I tried to hang up on him on the other phone thing over here.
I saw that.
And he dropped out halfway through the call for a brief moment. But, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, in conclusion, it's kind of cool that he's at least on similar subject, people need everything. They need everything. They need everything you got. They need everything you have.
And you really got to get the kids involved, though.
And
as we walk throughout any NHRA national event, most of the people actually doing the racing and a lot, most of the people you see there tend to skew a little on the older side, our age and older even. I don't see a lot of the youngsters kind of, and that's what they need to really
see. It's
do.
It's the real
same way that this monster truck reaches out to my little kid because of their the relationship with what he sees on TV.
Your little kid is my only market research of little kids. That's all I got. And I know all you folks out there, you have your own children and you have your own experiences, and I would like to actually hear about them. Very recently do I care about what little kids think, but all of a sudden, I am understanding some different things in different ways, and it makes sense to me. Here's another insane thing. Maybe it's not insane, it's just weird. Of all the racers, of course, little G has 43 drivers that he could pick from to become his favorite driver. And of course, his father is probably subconsciously pushing him towards Tony Stewart, and I am subconsciously pushing him towards Dale Earnhardt Jr., and his grandparents got him a little electric Dale Earnhardt Jr. car, so there's a connection there, and there's all kinds of like pressure pushing this three-year-old child to pick a driver that someone has already picked. But does he do that? No. He picks his own driver out of total left field. Who does he pick? Joey Logano?
Yeah.
Joey Logano? Who's your favorite driver? Joey Logano. Why?
I have no idea.
Well, I think it's because Joey Logano
is
looks
young,
like a kid.
And he looks like a kid.
He's
to
the
him.
Closest
so.
Thing to a kid that is racing. And it makes perfect sense that the little ones, you know, they understand at a more basic level.
No, I could totally see, like, if you look at Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart or even Dale Jr., they don't look quite the same as Joey Logano. Joey Logano looks a lot closer to my son. While those guys look closer to us.
Sounds like him, too.
He does. You're so bad.
It's
Joy.
It seems so crystal clear that young children do not understand all this corporate marketing at them. But they understand El Toro Loco. They understand Metal Militia, and it's a Hot Wheels car, and you can buy it.
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train. Higher education. All these different things. They understand that. The car has a persona. That is gone from drag racing. That is mostly gone from stock car racing, except at least they have the number. 48, 48, 48. Go to Toys R Us. There's a 48 somewhere. This is something. And why am I saying all this? I just want to give credit to Monster Jam. They've got this triple attack going on with the kids. The kids love Monster Jam.
They do. They all do.
They love it. And what's not to like when you see these giant trucks out there squishing things and you know, a wheel comes off and the guy puts the hammer down? You know, what do you do when your right front tire comes off? You step on the gas.
That was great. That was a good scene. It's a show.
It's a show.
And I think there's something to be said about the brevity of it, which is another thing. Just quickly segueing back to the World Cup and the soccer, there's something to be said about knowing that those games were going to be over in 2 hours.
Yep, big
they
time.
They started at
big
noon,
time.
And it was over by 2. The other game started at 4, and it was over at 6. In those final rounds when they went to extra time and it wasn't a tie or a draw, as they call it, the game lasted half an hour extra. That's it. No 3 to 4 hours of not uncertainty of how long you're going to be there all day watching. It was just pretty much quick and painless. It's over.
Just like
I gotta say, there's something about the international sports that really know that
Formula One, same thing. And maybe we're in this big cultural shift. Everyone's talking about it. The whole world is changing. Everything is changing. We don't know what's gonna happen. Everyone's all uncomfortable and frightened and scared. But some people are okay with it. Whatever. Point is, nobody has 4.5 hours to do anything anymore. That's the thing.
And I think they used to do it so that you felt you were getting your money's worth. Oh, it's a 400-500-600-mile race. You're going to get your money's worth. I think people now, it needs to be more to the minute, quick and painless. These younger kids have the ADD, even if they don't have the ADD.
They're going
from device to device to device. They don't talk. They send text messages.
Not just them, us.
Yeah, but in general, it's just quick.
Nobody has time.
No one's got 5 hours to kill. No one wants to spend their whole Sunday or Saturday or
doing any one
any
thing.
Day of the
doing
week.
Any one thing.
Right.
To killing a whole day.
I want to kill an hour doing this, go out there, mow the lawn for a couple of hours, get out, go do something, you know, with the family for 2 hours,
I have
and
seen,
get back and do something else in 2 hours, and I'm back.
I have seen this phenomenon at the NHRA races, where there's two qualifying sessions, and people will leave after the first qualifying session, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, how would you, you've arrived here, you've come here, you've parked, you've walked in, you're in the stands, you've paid, they're coming back, here they come, and yet people leave. And it just doesn't make sense, and ultimately, I don't think anybody, they don't care, because these people have already paid, and they're losing their own value. But these people are making the determination that they have seen enough. I think if NASCAR wanted to do the right thing, they would cut 30% out of every race. At least 25%. At least 20%.
Yeah, no, 100 laps. Those 500 milers become 400 milers. 400 laps becomes 300 laps, and so forth. Look, nobody's whining that Dover race is now 400 miles instead of 500. No one even noticed, except that extra hour you saved.
And the Pocono races, too. And the Pocono races,
yeah.
Too. Poconos could go down to 300 miles. And people would be like, oh, man, your racing would be a shorter experience. It would be more exciting.
It'd be a better race. People wouldn't be falling asleep in the middle just making laps.
Top fuel turnaround times, 15 minutes. Let's make it happen.
Do it, guys. That's
bring
it.
Them back. Let's go. Let's go.
You've got to make the engines last two runs now.
See,
huh?
That's radical
huh?
stuff.
How about that? You got to make the engines last two runs.
Garlitz told me, and there's another name drop. I know you love it. You might have been there for this.
I was. I know where you're going because I've.
Garlitz was the first person who told me. Okay, let me rephrase that. I wasn't the first person that Big Daddy Don Garlitz ever told. The first human being I ever heard mention 1,000-foot drag racing was Big Daddy Don Garlitz. He said
years
it was going to have to happen, that there's no way it cannot happen. It's going to happen. You'll see. And it did. Garlitz had another prediction that he felt like was the future of the sport at some point, and it was a one-engine rule. It was, look, all this stuff that goes on changing the engines every single time has got to stop. That if they change the rules tomorrow, that the crew chiefs and engine builders would figure out how to make them live a week later. That the only reason that they're blowing up is because they can blow them up.
On the edge.
They can be on the edge.
Well, we saw it in NASCAR, the one engine rule.
It didn't change.
Remember, it used to be the qualifying engine.
And the gear rule and everything, every rule. Here's what I come down on. If Formula One can use five engines over the course of an entire season, next year it's going down to four, we can figure something out.
Not only that, they don't even add fuel to the car for the whole race.
Yeah, no.
That's the one that really gets to me.
Well,
it's like
safety first.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the fantasy results. Great getting calls now. That is kind of cool. Talk about Ryan Hunter-Reay. What was it that I told him? The tease is just going on forever, man. It's just going
on. Welcome to the party.
It's just going on forever. The WFO store is reopened on WFOradio.com, and if you want to support the show, get yourself a WFO radio keychain while supplies last, because there is a finite number of WFO radio keychains. And then we may re-up and get new ones, or maybe not. Maybe we won't. Oh, look at that. Phones are open. You're on the air.
Hey, WFO, Joe. How's it going?
Hey, it's Los Jingones. What's up, Fernando? How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I don't even know if I should be calling right now. I'm in a very, very secure location here in Tucson.
I hear a forklift.
Yeah, there's forklifts moving around. They're making what is this called?
Oh, warehouse workers knows those sounds.
Nuclear weapon.
They let me put it this way. They make missiles here.
Really?
Silo.
See, I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it. That is a very secure location. I immediately think about nukes.
Yeah, it's
Well, let's see. Now, this is one that we do not want to reveal where you are located in case there's, you know, the Chinese. They've got hackers everywhere. We know it. They could
What if they're listening right now? Yeah.
There is a very good high probability about that. Since you have called in, you may not have heard.
We have a listener in China.
We do have a Chinese listener out there. But real quick, happy birthday to Little Lo.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll pass that along, and I'll be sure to play that for him a little bit later when I pick him up today.
That is very, very cool. And, you know, we were just doing a spot. We were getting ready to go to break for the WFO radio keychains and hats that are now back up on the website. And I noticed that you made a purchase earlier this week. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I had gotten a hat a while back, and, you know, a wash or two later, the front of it is not sitting up as high as I'd like, so I want to get myself one and pass my original one on to Little Low, and you know, the keychain, well, that one's for me. So
there you go. It's also a bottle opener and a Christmas ornament. And any other things you figure out to do with it, please let us know.
I will.
Well, there you go. We have not done fantasy results just yet. Anything else on your mind in the racing world?
No, I didn't really have time to talk, but. Well, now that I'm stuck in my truck and I can't move anywhere, I just wanted to call real quick and say WFO.
Well, WFO, thank you very much.
WFO, no corporate time-stealing weasel.
Yes, exactly. I love it. Milk it for as much as you can.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I try to give you guys my best, but today I just couldn't. And which reminds me, I think I'm going to start spreading rumors saying Little Low has been running my team. And what's another good one that I've actually stopped trying a long time ago?
Please stand by. One moment, please. Let's just go to the fantasy results page while we got one of our fantasy players on here and find out how bad the performance was. Let's just get to it because
all I got to say is, well, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post in the famous words of the Dirty Hippies, F you, Jimmy Johnson.
I did see that. I actually saw a big fantasy team battle between two of our fantasy players. So we're going to go all the way down. Little Low is...
No, I had Jimmy and Joey Logano.
Little Low is 26.
I saw that. I started cracking up when I saw that, Gio.
Let's see. Yeah. Where is Los Jingones, man? WFO Joe is up 7. That's right. Ooh, Hockey Kid down 16. And oh, you're up 2. 64th. You gained positions. What are you talking
about?
Yes.
Well, still, it's... I don't know.
It's rough, I hear you.
I set the standard pretty high the last couple years.
Nah, you're going to lose to Rudy. It's all over. Speaking of which, unless Rudy doesn't make it back, what's this guy doing? What do you know about where this guy is? He's all over the world. Okay. He's globetrotting.
Yes, I call him Dora the Explorer. but I guess he's in France or Paris, or he went on a cruise. But I wanted to get in writing before he took off that... that he told me over the phone, if I don't make it back, that I can have the name, the Man in Brown.
Ah.
If he pulls a Big Bad Don and goes, disappears into the thunderstorm in the sky, you know, I could have the Man in Brown.
Well, so, you know what? I'm all for that, Lo. If Rudy goes on a European vacation and it turns into a permanent vacation.
Yeah, like in that movie Hospice.
You should be able to keep his name,
or
his team name.
Or is it Hostel?
That's Hostel.
Hostel, not Hostel.
Hostel is where you go die.
That's a different movie.
That's a different
Well,
one.
in both of my examples, you go die, but in a different way. But I agree, you could be the Man in Brown if Rudy disappears. But I got to say, the pictures he's sending of the WFO hat is very cool. It's all over the world. We're everywhere.
It's like the Where's Waldo.
We're worldwide.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
All right, Fernando.
Also, I just want, since I mentioned Big Bad Don, you know, I start to get kind of sad mentioning the possibilities like that. So I'd like to think that Big Bad Don got into some big bad trouble and is doing time or something.
Doing time is better.
You know what? That's better than being 6 feet under.
He could be in prison. Or maybe he just forgot his password, which has happened in the past.
That has happened, too.
How do you do that, though?
People we know have forgotten the password. And
Bob Smith last year forgot his whole everything. No, I'm calling him out. He forgot everything. He totally blew it. So maybe Big the Bad Don is out there just laughing every week at us, eulogizing him. And next year when we start the league again, he'll be back. Or maybe not. He's 5,538 points behind.
And kick our butts and put us 6 feet under.
Exactly. There you have it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Lo.
I got to get back to work here, bud.
Take it easy, man. Good talking to you, Lo.
Likewise. You guys take care.
WFO. There he goes. Los Chingones. All right, when we come back, we'll get fantasy results, full results when we return, right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
Hey, this is Carlos, WFO Radio producer. When you're done watching all the great videos, which I made, on the WFO Radio TV YouTube channel, head over to the WFOradio.com store for some really hot WFO Radio gear, like the WFO Radio hat, which is now only $15. WFO New Era hats are on sale. Get a hat for your dad, get a hat for your head, or a sticker kit for your truck. WFO Radio gear is on sale at WFOradio.com. Get some.
Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man.
This is WFO Radio. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Wow, what a show. The Open Phones experience is working once again. This is just great. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. So, what did I tell Ryan Hunter Ray that allowed him to go on and win the Iowa Corn Indy 300?
Welcome to the party.
That is the question that's on everybody's mind. And I will tell you, the answer is nothing. Joe, you've been saying that all show just to come up with that answer? And the answer is yes, nothing. But it was cool talking to him about his experience.
Ryan.
And, oh, Carlos Hockenstuff is joining us in the studio.
I said, what's up, Ryan?
I did say what's up from you to Ryan Hunter Ray when I was hanging out with him and Emerson Fittipaldi and Giancarlo Fisichella.
He and I are down.
And I know everyone has got a couple of things like, all right, Joe, you talked it up, the Daryl Gwynn Racing, Daryl Gwynn Foundation experience. It was a good time. It was for charity, obviously. Check out DarylGwynnFoundation.org and make a donation if you'd like. It is to an excellent cause. But Emerson was there just hours after Brazil had lost. And so it was a very delicate time, but he was just so wonderful and gracious. I mentioned to him, I was like, hey, you gave me a ride around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in a Corvette a couple of years ago. He goes, oh, 2008. That's when I was there. And so I thought it was great that he remembered, didn't remember me, but he remembered
the fact that he was given rides in 2008.
In 2008 in Corvettes, yes. And it was just fantastic, which that was something we did on WFO back then. Giancarlo Fisichella asked him what it was like to be a Ferrari driver. How cool was that? And I thought, what do you think about the sound? And he goes, oh, it's not Formula One.
Wow.
That was the big thing was he thinks that the technology is necessary, but is not Formula One. It just doesn't have that overwhelming, like, shock value that it used to have. It's just something different. So I felt like that was an interesting thing. So our great friend Joey Coulter, Camping World Truck Series racer, Joey has agreed to come on the show whenever we want, was the quote. So,
pretty cool.
Gio,
very nice.
Map it
make
out.
Make it happen.
And finally, Ryan Hunter Ray, who was there, just talked about growing up in South Florida, hanging out at
Bo Campers.
Okay. We're going to give Bo Camper a big plug on the WFO radio show. That's fine. One of the cool sports bars in South Florida where Carlos happens to be in very often. And he remembered you.
Did he really?
Yeah. I said, my friend is the entertainment director there. He is darker complected.
He's a big, fat, dark, black guy.
Dark complected guy.
I tend to think in,
and he said, listen, him and his wife were there.
Right.
And they both looked me in the face and knew exactly who I met. Oh, yeah, we were there the other day. And yeah, man, it was great. And we had a great time. They just were talking it up. And then he goes out there and wins the Iowa Corn Indy 300. Said it was like a video game.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was on fresh tires and no one else was. And he passed a whole bunch of cars just passing, win.
It's kind of, you know what, it's kind of funny that you brought that up because, like, at the time, we had the race on, like, a couple of the TVs kind of, you know, in the background there. And the servers that were there who recognized him from the first time around, like, when he was there the first time around, they started to gather around, like, wow, you won the Indy 500, even though they have no idea what the Indy 500 was. But they were all around.
They
Ryan
really
Hunter
had
Ray.
No. You're exaggerating a little.
Yeah.
That they
just a little, yeah. Around. But I mean, they don't know enough about IndyCar. But they were seeing the race and they were looking up and say, hey, is the Hunter Ray guy up in there? And at that point in time, he wasn't even in the top 10, like as far as running. And then all of a sudden, like maybe 5 minutes later, he's out there and he's like in the fifth spot and he's contending for the lead. Like he came out of nowhere.
He said, flat out, it was like a video game. He says, I hope I get to do this again at some point in my career because it was so much fun. He just passed everybody.
Yeah.
Josef Newgarden was second. Tony Kanaan third. Scott Dixon fourth. Ed Carpenter fifth. James Hinchcliffe sixth. Graham Rahal seventh. Elio Castroneves eighth. Ryan Briscoe ninth. And Charlie Kimball tenth.
It was a lot like TK in that Indy 500 where he started off like all the way in the back and all of a sudden he just started shredding up everybody trying to get himself right back up to the front again.
Absolutely. Now, I was wondering, Hockenstuff hasn't been on the show for a long time, and he showed up today. I don't know where. Like, Hockenstuff is here to do some things. What are you working on, Hockenstuff?
Video.
Video stuff is working on some things, and you got to enjoy some of the WFO Radio Blend coffee.
The coffee.
Did you enjoy it?
It is a good cup of coffee.
You loved it?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. But then I thought to myself, I said, you know, it is very bizarre that of all the days, Hockenstuff just shows up.
What are you talking about? Today you came back only
this
week.
Today. No, I've been back. I was back last week.
He was back last week.
I was back
he?
Last week. Yeah.
You said you were going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I figured you were just taking a little time off and you were waiting to make your return.
No, you said I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, so I pretty much waited 2 weeks.
I'm leaving again this week. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Golden, Colorado for
See,
the...
Look at that. You're going to be gone again.
But then it all... You know, I'm in here doing research and I figure out exactly what happened. Now I know what happened.
That you told me not to be here.
No,
weeks?
No, no. Don't go there.
That's exactly what you
Everybody
said.
Everybody knows what's going on here. Here is the WFO Radio Fantasy League results for week 19 following New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The weekly winner, car acrobatic team. 393 points.
Thank you.
That's one of the single highest point scores I've ever heard, ever happening, ever. And that is you, the car acrobatic team. Are you saying it's a coincidence that you just happened to show up after the day that you scored the highest total in the history of your life?
I am going to tell you that it is pure coincidence because
nobody believes that.
That team that was there, I forgot to do the fantasy team for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, really? That's
my same
team. That's your road course team?
Right. That's pretty much the same team that I've had for about like 2 weeks right now. So. I didn't even know what the results were. I had like no idea about fantasy. It's been a very, very long couple of 2 weeks, and so I've not been paying attention to any of that at all.
Wow. Well, doesn't that make everybody just feel great?
So I just happened to come back today because you said two weeks later. And today, well, Monday, I was doing business.
Nobody cares about that. We're just talking
Tuesday,
about your
I
fantasy
was doing
routine.
Business. And so today business. Was the one day where, you know, after business, after I did the junket, I came back here.
The junket.
Yeah, welcome to the party.
What junket? What movie were you covering?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I was talking to Dave Bautista.
Is that the one with that rabid squirrel?
He is a raccoon. Yeah. That is Rocket Raccoon, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Car acrobatic team got the most points this week, followed by Millerman 2 Brian was second. Millerman says that there's a new law in Tennessee that if you're driving too slow, you can be ticketed.
Isn't that a law everywhere?
No, it isn't. Well, I guess it's at the discretion of the police officer. It's called a slowpoke law or get the hell out of the way law?
Moving chicane kind of law?
Something like that.
Oh, it's called the Morgan Shepherd law.
I saw
a person get busted for that who was right in front of me. And literally going like, you know, something like 15 miles an hour in a 35, and the cop pulled him over.
Northwest Nitro Fanatics were third. Wow, he made an appearance on the show. Up in Smoke was fourth, 331. DRT 99 with 328, tied with Jimmy Fan Go 48. That is Mike English's special lady, Mindy. Black Ice 7th, 326. Restrictor Plate 321. Stuart 2014.
Do we have Millerman, the Ice Man, and the Restrictor Plate all in the top 10?
Yes.
What is going on here?
And DRT 20 is 10th. This is like WFO Radio All Stars Week.
Unbelievable.
We got Hawkins Stuff is first, Millerman second, Craig in Seattle is third, Up in Smoke, who is a friend of someone.
Of Rudy and Lowe.
Rudy and Lowe, that's right. It has nothing to do with Cheech and Chong.
The UPS guys.
We were all very disappointed
about
that.
No Spicoli.
Oh.
DRT 99, I think, is Steve the Trucker, if I recall correctly. This is WFO Radio All Stars this week. Hawkins Stuff, 393. Biggest gainer, Hawkins Stuff, up 19
Woo,
positions.
Way to go, Carlito.
Where does that land me?
Biggest loser, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Craig and Sonora, down 22, scored 83 points. Craig and Sonora.
Craig.
Sounds like a quit job. The overall leader continues to be Pink Powder Puff Racing.
Way to go. He's got the tutu on. I saw other pictures of the tutu.
He has changed his team icon to the pink tutu that Gio took a photograph of.
You can have an icon?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The Rumblers are
You've
second.
Never seen mine?
44 points back. Kyle Means Petty is third. The Avenging Abbeys is fourth. Robertson Racing is fifth. Uper One is sixth. 001 Red is seventh. Team Jimmy J is eighth. Up in Smoke is ninth. And Rich and Saugus hanging on to the top 10. Dirty Hippies holding steady at 11th. JG24LKB is 12th. Team Strange is 13th. The Aussie Battler is down 1 to 14th. Millerman up 14. Northwest Nitro Fanatics up 11 to 15th and 16th. Smothered and Covered is 17th. Pavlov's Dogs is 18th. The Mominator is 19th. And Clearside 20th. I was just communicating with Clearside online. He exists. He's out there. He did not mention how he got his font to look how funky that is, though. Going 7 is 21st. And 99 Racing is 22nd. Super Torner Trucker is 23rd. The Man in Brown is 25th. Wow. The Man in Brown and Little Low are like nose to tail 25th and 26th. 27th is Car Acrobatic Team. You're up 19 to 27th. What are you,
I'm showing them that you can have a little avatar right next to your name.
How did you do that?
Dude, you just gotta play with the thing. And
upload. Play with it.
Play with it.
And the thing, too. South Dakota Alicia is 28th, continuing to plummet. What's up, Alicia? You're right at the top. You're having, like, back-to-back-to-back horrible nightmare weeks. James Gang is 29th. Ford Zilch Racing is 30th. Barbecue Bob, Team 14, is 31st. And you know what? Pink Powder Puff and Team 14 got into a wild rolling argument on the WFO Facebook group.
A tete-a-tete?
Yes. When Los Chincones posted this.
A pink dress?
The Pink Powder Puff 2.0. And all of a sudden it began to spin out of control. Josh, who is Pink Powder Puff, says, that's funny. And then Mike, who's his buddy, who forced him to have the name Pink Powder Puff on a side bet.
Okay.
If I finish better than you, you have to accept whatever name I give you, kind of deal. And then Josh says you should get a picture of a duck sitting down because that's exactly what I am, a sitting duck. And Mike says, no, I'm gonna beat him. He's not going to attend my name. And then Josh says the only thing you'll be beating is packaged meat. And Josh says my comment earlier was towards Rich York and the top 10 guys. I haven't even thought about you in months. Except how ingenious I am going to be with your name. You might not even want to play when it's revealed. Ha, says Pink Powder Puff to Mike. Mike says, you got that right about being a sitting duck because I'm about to shoot your ass. excuse me, all you kids out there, is a quote from these guys talking adult stuff. Lucky your brother talked me out of starting the 18 because I could have gained 50 more points on you. Pink Powder Puff says, what if you crack the top 10? When and if you crack the top 10, maybe I will let you see my tutu. Maybe. I only show it to those who are worthy. And then Mike says, ask the dirty hippies. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So let's see how it shakes out at Homestead, which is very, very true. And Pink Powder Puff says, don't tease me. I'm not even hearing about that 18, bro, kind of silly statement, Mike. You didn't gain. You lost points. You didn't have the 18. LOL. That's a moot point. More accurate statements is if Allgaier didn't wreck, the 11 would finish third, the 31 would finish 11th to 13th, it would have gained 35 points, et cetera, and so on. It's getting crazy now.
Wow, man, these guys are way overanalyzing this.
A blind man could see in his own zip code Friday. Guess you're saving him till the next year. You will have to wait and see, et cetera, and so on. And it got really crazy. I'm not the one wearing the pink tutu. I don't need to ask Rich. I'm not playing him. I'm playing you. Championship isn't my goal. Humiliation for you is. Looks like it's working. Ha ha. Says Pink Powder Puff to Team 14.
Why are they Team 14?
I just see he's a Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart fan.
I'm not the one wearing the pink tutu. Very true, Nostradamus. Will be fun. Thinking of joining the New York City Ballet, et cetera, and so on. Wow.
Woo, that was great.
That escalated fast. So that's what's going on in the WFO Radio Fantasy Leagues. It's getting very rough out there. Restrictor Plate is 41st. Bob Smith is 42nd.
Where's Joe Racing?
A little further down.
Really?
Right behind D Humps Racing with a registered trademark. 55th. 55th.
Wow. Hockey Kid, you're falling back to the party down here.
Hockey Kid. Oh boy!
Me and Hockey Kid are back at it again. Look
Geo Racing is 60th. Geo, you were beating me, and now you're behind. I passed you again. What do you think about that? Take it.
Yep.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Welcome to the party.
Sacramento Racing Fan, Bulls Wool, Lowe's Chingones. Lowe is 64th. You are 60th. How about you versus Lowe? Now that's what I'm talking about. The Night Kids are 66th.
Wow.
Yeah. Failing. Hooper 79th. Down six more. Team English, 83rd. What's going on, man? And then Big Bad Don is last.
I never realized that Hooper died. Died last year.
What? The real Hooper?
The real Hooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that.
All right.
Hal Needham?
Way to bring the show drag. Well, Hooper died.
Yeah, Hooper passed away.
Yeah, man, that is kind of a buzzkill moment. That's like the end of 24. We just buzzkilled the whole series. Just like the whole thing. We just did all that
everyone
for what?
Died.
For that? Don't say anything. Gio hasn't seen one episode. It's just kind of a taunt. Stop. I don't want to ruin it for him.
How could you have not seen it yet?
Not one. Not one. He doesn't know that, Jack was gone into the wood chipper. He doesn't know about that. That Jack was actually a robot the whole time. He doesn't know any of that. Nico Rosberg signs a new deal. I'm wrapping it up here there, Giovanni. I know we got Poker Action Line coming in. I just want to, any final thoughts you want to throw on the table now that we have Carlos here?
No, Hockenheim this weekend. More Mercedes domination in front of the motherland, so to speak.
Rich and Saugus threw a conspiracy theory out there that Nico will win the German since Lewis won the British.
Wow. So are we saying there was shenanigans going on within the Mercedes team just to make the race a little...
Who knows? I do not know. But,
Well, at least we got some Formula One this weekend. Hopefully it won't be that boring. Maybe one of the Mercedes will break again.
One of our listeners emailed me the other day. I don't have the email right here, but he wants to hear more Formula One talk.
Really?
More. He loves the Formula One talk. He says he doesn't really like the NASCAR. He's kind of boring. For board of the NASCAR. He loves the Formula One talk and loves the idea of it. I am...
Even with the new point system?
Well, yeah.
No.
This is just one guy. He's just one guy out there. My feeling is this.
He's a Mercedes fan, clearly.
I talk about whatever I think is the most interesting, just naturally. And Formula One, which I love, is not that interesting this year.
No.
Just two cars. Guys just battling out within the same team.
Unless something happens to one of those two cars, those are the two guys that are going to
be
there.
We don't even have a Mercedes friend that could be attacking us about it, like Rich did with the Red Bulls. Like, there's just nothing. So that's why we don't go into it a lot. Also, I didn't go into Joey Logano getting taken out by Morgan Shepherd, who's 72.
Junk cars. You didn't talk about the junk cars?
No. There was Jeff Gordon was asked at 16 miles per hour.
This is your very argument that you created, 3 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're talking about WFO show topics from 3 years ago.
But it's validated today.
It absolutely is. Just like everything we talk about 3 years ago is validated 3 years in the future.
Yeah, but this one just happened.
Look, the deal was this.
But he actually wasn't a junk car, so that makes it even worse.
He was 16 miles per hour. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we're saying that technically if you're 10 down, you are a junk car.
Well, and then here's the rule. They were just talking about this. Morgan Shepherd took out Joey Logano. Joey Logano was running second and could not have avoided Morgan Shepherd because Morgan Shepherd took him out from behind and spun him out and crashed him. That Shepherd was like many, many, many laps down, like 14 laps down. That if you fall more than 10 laps down, like maybe you need to get off the track. Like a mercy rule.
Like after a certain amount of laps.
Once you've proven, all right, how about get off the track? And I would be for that. Just having heard it, just really quick on a whim, you know how I feel about junk cars. I don't see the point. But what about their sponsor? You know, they're out there going around on the track. No, they're not. They're in the way. At some point, maybe Carlos says past halfway. Okay. If the three-quarter mark comes up and it's what they would call crunch time. Crunch time now. Final quarter of the race. If you're more than 10 laps down, you got to get off the track.
You had no shot at winning it anyway.
Get out of here. What are you wasting our life for?
That's great. Look, it's almost like they don't put the lap cars at the front of the restart anymore.
Right. This is one of those minor changes that they could make. Now, I don't think Morgan Shepherd took out Joey Logano in the final quarter of the race. It was before then. But if you're that far behind, and you are eventually end up affecting the outcome of the race, that's not good.
No.
And I don't blame Morgan for being 72. I blame him for
being slow.
Being slow. And losing control of his slow car.
I don't. If he was 72 and he was going at, you know, with the back markers, just keeping up pace.
Right.
And he got lapped, not 20 laps down, 150 laps in. I'm all for it if he could be faster. But you can't be 15, 20 miles off the pace.
How old is
that slow? He's 70.
How old is Mark Martin?
Oh, he's only like 52.
Yeah.
He just looks like if he's 80.
a lot of miles, man. A lot of miles. But yes, I think that that's a problem that can be addressed. That's one of those things. You got to clear it up. There's no reason to have cars that are that many laps down in any way factoring in. Wouldn't you love to see your driver, let's say your driver is Joy, and Joy is in round two of the playoffs, and Joy get eliminated from the playoffs because a total also ran of any age that was 15 laps down, lost control of his junk car and took out your lead guy, and now he's out of the playoffs?
Well, it's kind of the same deal that we were talking about, like in IndyCar, and we were talking about Milka Duno. Remember that they were complaining that she was going too fast.
Moving chicane.
Right.
As you said.
Yeah. It's like, if you can't hang and you're all the way back at that point in time, you are insignificant to the race. You are insignificant to any point standings or anything to the race. You're basically just an object on the track. You don't need to be there.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Now, there's some other news out there, but we're going to run. We'll save it for next week. Because Bruton Smith, guys, he blasted the Race Team Alliance. He was not into it. We talked about the Race Team Alliance last week. But that's going to do it because, well,
he's upset because it's a union.
That's pretty much it. Now, Gio, you got one more thing that you were going to do for us.
You can let it play. All right, I got two things. First and foremost, Monster Jam. This weekend, the Monster Jam World Finals in Vegas, a Friday and Saturday packages, a two-day race, is $92. So it's
$45 a day.
Yeah, $46.
Or $62 and $30.
Or whatever.
Or $82 and $10.
$92 for a weekend package.
Wow, so it is a two-day event, too.
But no, that's only this weekend, I think, because it's a World Finals.
But it's not cheap,
though. It's usually
though.
One thing, and it's about $50 for the cheapest ticket.
It's not cheap.
At least the one that came locally.
Okay, next.
Retard. Straight from the dictionary.com reference page. Retard, as a verb, to make slow, delay the development or progress of, as in to hinder or impede. As a noun, a slowing down, a diminution, or a hindrance, as in a machine. Or a person who is stupid, obtuse, or ineffective in some way, as in a hopeless social retard. There you have it, baby. I can use retard all I want. Woohoo!
Now, would you say retard or like he says it, retard?
No, retard. It doesn't matter.
I have nothing else to say.
First time listener,
I hope you enjoyed the program. Subscribe to WFO Radio. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks to everyone who called in. We certainly appreciate it. If you're going to be out there in Colorado this weekend for the Mopar Mile High Nationals, look me up. I will be there at the Golden Colorado Block Party with Mopar going on tomorrow night, Thursday night under the lights, Golden Colorado. I will be out there enjoying Colorado and Denver and all of that great stuff that's going on out there. Come out and see us. We'll see you then.
And opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.